USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guard sent to the Mexico border to shore up security instead was put on trash duty by the Biden administration. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff Andy Lauterbach slammed President Biden's actions as a complete embarrassment on Fox News.
It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable.
The death toll in a bomb attack targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday has risen to 85. Another 147 people were wounded in the attack. A car bomb was detonated in front of their school, and then two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday it seized arms shipments of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Apparently bound for Yemen, the vessel came from Iran. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Last week's jobs report was a serious setback to the U.S. economy. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Many economists are looking for an explanation for April's jobs report being drastically below predictions, with only 266,000 jobs added last month. Neil Kashkari says a large factor is still the coronavirus pandemic. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis tells CBS's Face the Nation that he sees uncertainty as the largest cause of hesitation in the economy.
It is still the virus and people's feeling safe about the virus that's ultimately going to drive this economic recovery. I think the hope is that Congress has been so aggressive in the past year and the Federal Reserve has been so aggressive in the past year that we have positioned the economy for a fast recovery, not a 10-year recovery, but there's still a great deal of uncertainty about the virus, but also about how we are all feeling and the confidence that ultimately we need to have to fully restore the economy.
The next jobs report is Friday, June 4th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The price of gasoline continues to rise this week and is expected to increase over the next several days due to a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest, has been shut down since Friday after the cyber attack. A Russian criminal group is believed to be responsible for the shutdown of the 5,500-mile network that supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trilby Lumberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
The pipeline runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York Harbor area. Jeremy Scott gives us a COVID-19 update.
A study released this past week from the University of Washington indicates that COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 900,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House COVID-19 response team tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think there's no doubt, Chuck, that we are and have been undercounting. What that tells us is something that we've known. You know, we're living through a historic pandemic, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years.
There are over 581,000 COVID-related deaths on record in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University, more than any other country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.